We would have felt that we would always have to come across this Derry team somewhere along our path. They're reigning All-Ireland minor champions. There's five of that team featuring them for the last number of games. So we know they've a lot of quality, but we know we've a lot of quality too, and we're well prepared. The boys are looking forward to it. And, you know, big test surely in Ballybuffet, but the fact it's a home venue, you know, gives a lift. And as you referenced there, the fact Donegal seniors got over Derry at the weekend too, you know, could be an inspiration for the boys to see what can be done. So hopefully we can take a lot from that.
Yeah. You've had a bit more time with Luke McGlynn over the course of the last week or so. Obviously he didn't play with the seniors last week, and he would be sort of seen as the under-20s talisman. So he's the sort of player that you'd be looking to lead to the front come Wednesday.
Certainly is. You know, Luke's fantastic, skillful footballer, great technical ability, but he's also a great leader in the dressing room and on the field. So we're looking to the likes of Luke, Oisín, these guys that have got game time with Donegal seniors over the winter. And, you know, you also have, there were seven or eight of them lads in training with Jim and the senior squad, and I'm sure they'll take in a lot from that too. So, but I suppose ultimately, Oisín, you go out in this out in games like this and you need performances like Donegal at the weekend from all your players all over the pitch, and also the guys coming in off the bench, which is just as important in the modern game.
Yeah.
Dahigal Day came off the bench the last day, and it wasn't shown a card on the day, but he was included in the referee's report for a fracas that took place at the end of the match. And off the squad, Dahi won't be available to you because that penalty has been upheld, which is a blow.
It is a big blow. You know, Dahi has come in the last number of games and he's made an impact, exactly what I was referenced there. He's made an impact every game he's come in. You know, it was very innocuous what happened after the match. I feel he's very unlucky. But it is what it is, and we just have to prepare without Dahi. A couple other, Luke Clerken did his hamstring last week too, so he won't be available for the bench. But apart from that, you know, a couple other players with little knocks, apart from that, we should be good to go, Oisín.
Yeah. Just finally then, what level of performance is it going to take, Brendan, if you are going to make the final?
It's going to take our best performance of the year, of that there's no doubt. We're under no illusions as the enormity of the task ahead, Oisín, from that point of view. As I mentioned before, we're up against a very good Derry team, so we respect them. We know that they're very good footballers over the pitch, but we're also quite confident in the matter that we have good footballers all over the pitch ourselves, and it's about going out tomorrow evening with a good attitude and delivering a big performance on the night, and hopefully that can get us across the line.